This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Travis Kelce contract. 4 years, $57 million with a guarantee of just under $25 million is coming to Travis Kelce. This is a deal that we've been talking about on the show for quite some time. You knew that Kittle's contract was coming up. Zach Ertz's contract is also coming up. And with the production that you've seen from Travis Kelce, the writing was on the wall to get this done. The Chiefs have been working on it behind the scenes. And today they agree on one of the most lucrative contracts we have seen for a tight end in the history of the NFL. Let's go to the phone lines right now and be joined by a good friend of mine. He is the editor-in-chief of Arrowhead Pride. He is one of the snazziest dressers that I know. That's why I call him the Plaid Prince. His name is Pete Sweeney. Pete, how you doing, my guy?
Yeah, thank you for the compliment as I jump on 610.
Pete, let's start here. What's your reaction to this news? Again, I expected this for quite some time. It just made a lot of sense, especially because when you think about this was the best offseason for Kelce to go out and try to get this extension, but he, Veach, and the Chiefs get it done.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a very, very unique player in a very, very unique situation in Kansas City where you have this crazy pandemic that's going on and you're trying to retain as many guys as possible, keep your key players here in Kansas City as happy as possible as you try to attack this thing and get this thing done. And yeah, I understand that Kittle got a little bit more money, but what that meant, I think, for the Chiefs is that now it's time to get Kelce right there because that's where he deserves to be. There's constant arguments among NFL fans about Kelce or Kittle. But I just look at the numbers, and not the numbers won't always tell you everything, but here you have one of the greatest starts to any NFL career of all time in Patrick Mahomes, and in his 2 years as a starter, Kelce's been the target leader both years. 150 Mahomes targets in 2018, 136 in 2019. So if your quarterback likes his target that much, you're going to want to lock that favorite target up for the foreseeable future, and the Chiefs do that today.
Pete, what do you think this says about the Chiefs organization? Because we've seen over the last 30 days, we've seen a focus on taking care of your own. Mahomes was always going to get paid, but there was certainly a lot of back and forth on whether Chris Jones was going to get done. They got that deal done in a deal that was pretty comparable to what the market asked for. And then Kelce got a tremendous raise today. What do you think today says about the Chiefs organization?
Well, they're all in, and they're very, very, very self-aware. I think a lot of times with franchises in the NFL, we see them and we see that they have talent, but they don't really know what to do with it. Like, I look at Deshaun Watson in Houston, and Watson probably looks up to Kansas City and is like, you know what, man, I wish I had a situation like that. Now, people will argue Mahomes and Watson, but Watson is right there as in terms of talent. Of course, Mahomes is certainly better, but Watson's right there, and he just doesn't have a good situation down there. Where you see his favorite target, what they do, they traded him for a running back this offseason. So the Chiefs not only have the talent, they know what to do with the talent. They know who to pay, when to do it. It feels like they finally have a finger on the pulse of the salary cap. And you know what? As you look toward the past year where they had those salary cap problems in the Dorsey era, they really got fortunate when it came to the time where they were able to, I think, draft this player. They ended up moving on from the Dorsey regime, got a handle of their money at exactly the right time in the history of the franchise that they needed to. It's like hitting the lottery in more ways than one.
Right now we're talking to the editor-in-chief of Arrowhead Pride, Pete Sweeney. Let's talk about the salary cap for just a little bit because I was maybe like most media people, and I was kind of hell-bent with you can't pay everybody, and the Chiefs have certainly broken that mold, and the Rams also broke that. Isn't the difference between Dorsey and what we look at right now is the Dorsey contracts didn't work. Like, he was doing what people wanted him to do. They paid Eric Berry and took care of him. They paid Justin Houston. They paid Dwayne Bowe. Those deals just didn't work out, where there's an expectation that once you pay Kelsey, it's going to work. You pay Tyrann Mathieu, it's going to work. Obviously, the Mahomes contract isn't sometimes where you work the salary cap isn't just a very simple pass or fail type grade.
Yeah, it's because I think there's a very nuanced approach right now with this new regime, and the names that you start to hear are Brant Tillis and Chris Shay. These are these wizards for the Chiefs to try to figure it out. And I think the name of the game for the Chiefs is flexibility in each year. So you're moving money around in the sense where you have team options here and there and so on, and all the salary doesn't hit at the exact right time. And there's a strategy that the Chiefs are implementing where you're taking care of guys really at the front of their contracts, but allowing some flexibility as they move on. And I think where you get toward the end of the contracts and you either are signing a new one or outright cutting players, you hope that you have that flexibility as they obviously get to be weaker and older and so on and so forth. Where you get to a guy like an Alex Okafor, and of course a very, very different situation than Travis Kelce, but like you look at Okafor, at that point they were like, well, we're probably going to have to move on from this. What do you think? And it's like, well, I want to play for the world champions. And then maybe toward the back end of these things, like a Sammy Watkins, he'd rather restructure and stay with the Chiefs than maybe get even a little more lucrative contract on the open market. So just a really shrewd job by the Kansas City Chiefs. They're working the salary cap, and where the salary cap used to take advantage of them, now the Chiefs seem to be taking advantage of the salary cap and its rules.
Pete, you make a really good point about flexibility, where contracts like Mahomes, contracts like Chris Jones, it creates that flexibility that allows you to lock in the core, where if you and I sat here and went through the top eight players on the team, or who we deem to be the most eight important players on the team, all of them are locked under contract for multiple seasons, where you have now locked in a Hall of Fame quarterback for his prime. You've locked in a tight end where you will have all of his good years. You've locked in Chris Jones for all his years under 30. Like, this team's core is solidified, where you can see the path to multiple Super Bowls.
And it's really smart, right? Because the guys that are at certain positions are still in their 20s. Like, you did see them sign Tyreek Hill, he's still in his 20s. Same thing with Chris Jones, where he's approaching his prime. And yeah, I understand that Travis Kelce's 30. He'll be 31 in October. But we've seen a path in the National Football League of tight ends, even past the age of 30, having success. Hell, we saw it in Kansas City, where Tony G had a great chunk of good seasons after the age of 30, where it's just a position you can maintain it as long as you take care of your body. Maybe less parade outings for Travis Kelce would do him good as he approaches 31 and 32 years old. But there's no sign in the NFL, especially because he had that ankle cleanup last offseason. He's been feeling good. He had expressed he wanted to play as long as he possibly could. It wasn't one of those Bronx situations where he was ever considering retirement. He's doing the right things to keep himself in shape, and now the Chiefs reward him for being in shape and really being Patrick Mahomes' favorite target. So now there's nothing to worry about. Mahomes is really fortunate in all this, too, to have these smart guys around him because, again, you know, just to reiterate that point, guys can end up in bad situations. Like, another example that's coming to mind is Josh Rosen. Again, not even close to the talent of Patrick Mahomes, but he seems to have a new organization every year. Patrick Mahomes not only has the talent, he's in this amazing situation in Kansas City with this amazing cap team and amazing head coach.
That is my guy, Pete Sweeney. He is the editor-in-chief of the most popular Chiefs website on all of the internet. Pete Sweeney with Arrowhead Pride. Pete, it's always good talking football with you, man. Thanks for coming on this breaking news day.
All right. Have fun today, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.